Welcome to Toast of the Nation, NPR's annual New Year's music celebration. I'm Christian McBride. One of the most famous venues for live jazz is the Village Vanguard in New York City. Its doors opened in 1935. However, it irrevocably became a part of jazz history when its first musician decided to record there in 1957, Sonny Rollins. Then, Bill Evans made Waltz for Debbie in 1961. Not too far behind, John Coltrane. Their recordings will help shape jazz for decades to come. Over the years, playing and recording at the Vanguard has not only been a rite of passage for musicians, but also a declaration. I made my first recording as a band leader there in 2014 with Christian Sands and Ulysses Owens Jr. NPR Music has proudly been part of this tradition too, dedicating a whole radio series to the endeavor live at the Village Vanguard. That series still lives on our website today. So we wanted to know what the Village Vanguard is cooking up lately. This hour, it's live from the Village Vanguard, the 2024 edition. We begin with the band that has played there in one form or another since 1966. Could this be the longest residency in history? I mean, it's gotta be, right? In the mid-60s, the trumpeter Thad Jones, the middle brother of the legendary Jones jazz family, linked up with the drummer Mel Lewis to test some of his musical ideas for a big band. Their first performance was such a success, the club's owner, Max Gordon, allowed them to keep playing there, saying, "We'll keep it going until it tapers off." 58 years later, the orchestra is still going strong, playing there every Monday, even without its original leaders. Thad Jones died in 1986, Mel Lewis in 1990. That was the year it officially became the Village Vanguard Orchestra. 2024 marked the centennial of Thad Jones, so the orchestra decided to release a new recording. Now dig this, was Thad Jones also a soothsayer? Because he seemed to write a composition specifically for this occasion. He called it My Centennial. Thank you. Bicentennial, Thad Jones's own joyous musical eulogy, performed by the Village Vanguard Orchestra. I hope the trumpeter is looking down at us with a smile today. Yes, the Village Vanguard is a musical institution, even a museum of sorts. But to the basement's credit, it never became calcified. Its commitment to booking not only the finest musicians, but also those on the bleeding edge, is what defined it in the first place. The vision never wavered, even after its owner, Lorraine Gordon, wife of Max Gordon, left us in 2018. Here's a modern saxophonist and composer at the top of his game, Ben Wendell, performing his original composition, Lou. Thank you. That's the saxophonist Ben Wendell, featuring Gerald Clayton on piano, Linda Mahon Oh on bass, and Obed Calver on drums, from his recording, Understory, live at the Village Vanguard. Ben started his performance of Lou playing solo. That was his subtle way of paying tribute to the first musician to record there, Sonny Rollins. Another notable recording from the Vanguard this year, Bill Charlap and his trio of 27 years. Now these guys are locked in. This is And Then Again. Thank you. pianist Bill Charlap featuring drummer Kenny Washington and Peter Washington on bass. They played a Kenny Barron tune, And Then Again, also the name of Bill's latest live recording from the Village Vanguard. We're celebrating some of the best new music recorded live at the Village Vanguard in 2024 on Toast of the Nation. I'm Christian McBride. For the veteran saxophonist Mark Turner, the reason for recording there is simple. It makes him feel being a part of something larger than himself. That's why this had to be the place for his first live recording also. This is Lenny's Groove. Lenny's Groove, Mark Turner's tribute to the pianist Lenny Tristano, featuring Jason Palmer on trumpet, Joe Martin on bass, and Jonathan Pinson on drums. On the night the guitarist Gilad Hexelman made his first recording at the Vanguard, he was given another great gift, the birth of his second child. Maybe that's why our final performance sounds so inspired. It's also why he called his record Life at the Village Vanguard. You know, instead of live, get it? This is Urban Myth. Thank you. Urban Myth from guitarist Gilad Hexelman with pianist Shy Maestro, bassist Larry Grenadier, and drummer Eric Harland. Let's go out with one more song with the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra, shall we? This is Antigua from the album Centennial, the music of Thad Jones with the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra inside the legendary Greenwich Village basement.
Thank you.
Antica, the music of Thad Jones with the Vanguard Jazz Orchestra. You can hear this show again on our website, npr.org/toastofthenation. There, you can also hear awesome shows by Samara Joy, Hesses Moore, and others. Toast of the Nation was written and produced by Simon Rentner with help from Sarah Gilletti. Our executive producer is Saraya Muhammad. Keith Jenkins is the Vice President of Visuals and Music Strategy at NPR. If you dig this, check out my other show, Jazz Night in America. You'll find music like this and much more at npr.org/jazznight. From everyone here at NPR Music, Happy New Year!